how to make your money work for you, how to make it serve you and take care of you. Do you know that money actually can be in love with you when you take a good care of it with the right mindset? It can actually follow you everywhere you go, everything you do. Can you imagine yourself not chasing after the money? Or have you ever felt guilty of overspending? And then the very things you overspend on are really not so cool anymore. How, in fact, take care of your finances to enjoy? Money is a tangible, organic tool in our hands that has the power to make us or break us into pieces. Well, it's a bit extreme here, but friends, it's true. It depends on how we look at money, what we do with it, and where we bless it on the way out. What is a money-making mindset? Does it sound materialistic, selfish, and greedy enough? Let's check out what is going on here. Welcome to episode number 15, Money-Making Mindset to Uncover Potential for Growth and Opportunities. Thank you, my special friends, for joining me on the Simple Money Systems podcast. I am always looking forward to our time on the money topic and your 5-star review on iTunes. Come and join my Facebook group to socialize with other like-minded special needs moms just like you, who are on a mission to lock in their finances and actually learn how to not only save more, but also make more money. Inside the free Simple Money Systems Facebook group, you will get tips and tricks on budgeting, debt reduction, and wealth building, where you can ask your questions. You can join now by link provided in the episode's show notes. Also, become an insider and get weekly emails from me with the latest podcast episodes, tips on simple financial strategies for stress-free living, early bird access to special offers, encouragement, and motivation to stay on track. Sign up by the link in the show notes. Are you ready to uncover a money-making mindset? Get your seatbelt on and off we go. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. I remember days when, over 20 years ago, when we just moved into a new area with no friends or relatives nearby, with our two little ones in our arms and a third one on the way. We were a new young family in a small town of a deep southern state where outsiders were welcomed only through a thick magnifying glass. I'm joking here. Well, shortly after we moved into our house, my hubby got a ticket right in our neighborhood for not stopping completely at a stop sign when making a right turn. Local people and authorities were protective of the long-lived residents and were doing their job to keep strangers away, right? I need to say that there were many kind and helpful neighbors and new friends at church that we are always thankful for. Even when we were in need, we determined to set ourselves for growth, success, and prosperity. There are no quick and easy fixes to long-term successes. So what was our secret? First of all, we knew there wasn't anybody around to help with what we needed, so we knew that only two of us, my husband Yuri and I, could turn the needle in order to move on. When we had a moment, we loved to sit together and write things down on a sheet of paper. We would draw diagrams, tables, and charts with numbers, years, and values. Even doing that was so much fun. It was actually a therapeutic approach we didn't know about that was feeding our mindset towards goals that were unrealistic at that time, but very much approachable. Yura loved to tell our kids that money is our servant and not the other way around. Now, looking back at our money journey, I encourage everyone to allow yourself to dream big. Draw your dreams on paper. Give it a try. Practice it. When you write it on the paper, actually, the visual memory kicks in and sets it in your brain. And even in your sleep, your brain is busy working, creating paths to your success. Help yourself by having an open mindset, grateful heart, and joyful spirit. Be patient with yourself and others. And now, let's look at three strategies that helped me to have money-making mindset. Strategy number one, have a positive and open mindset. A positive financial mindset is a mental attitude that fosters healthy and constructive beliefs about money and its role in one's life. It is a powerful catalyst for achieving financial well-being and success. People with a positive financial mindset treat their money not just as a means for survival, but as a tool for achieving their goals and aspirations. Try cultivating an optimistic outlook towards money, embracing a mindset of abundance, and viewing financial challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and wealth creation. People with a positive financial mindset are proactive in setting clear financial goals, creating and sticking to budgets, and adopting a disciplined approach to savings and investments. They recognize the value of continuous learning about personal finance, making informed decisions, and taking calculated risks. This mindset also entails gratitude for existing financial blessings, promoting a healthy relationship with money. Ultimately, a positive financial mindset empowers you to navigate the complexities of personal finance, such as life transitions, income variability, healthcare costs, and market volatility with resilience, adaptability, and the belief that you can achieve your financial aspirations. This mindset not only contributes to financial well-being, but also enhances overall life satisfaction and peace of mind. Have an open mindset. Be willing to embrace new ideas, perspectives, and experiences. Start by acknowledging
that your current understanding may not be exhaustive and that there is always room for growth. Embrace the idea that mistakes and failures are golden opportunities for learning rather than setbacks. Develop a mindset of continuous improvement, where feedback you see as a constructive rather than threatening. Commit to a lifelong learning as an ongoing process that involves self-reflection and an open mindset. Developing a mindset of abundance and generosity can attract positive energy. Practice empathy, putting yourself in others' shoes to better understand their perspectives. Consider charitable contributions or helping others in need. Strategy number 2. Develop practical financial strategies. What are you dreaming of now? Take yourself on a dream date. Take an inventory of your values, morals, of everything that makes you, you. What characteristics do you adore about yourself and grateful for? Elaborate on those to expand your thoughts on how can you even more expand and improve and build on a solid foundation you already have. Assess your strengths and acknowledge your weaknesses. Face your fears and conquer your giants one by one. Be strategic, write your goals, take necessary steps, and invest in yourself. If you need to improve your skills, sign up for a class. Make friends with like-minded people whom you can look up to for guidance, growth, and accountability. Cultivate habits that promote financial discipline, adaptability, and a proactive approach to achieving both short-term financial stability and long-term prosperity. Strategy number 3. Decide to stay committed because it is crucial for achieving long-term goals and maintaining personal growth. Get ready to face challenges. This is the first sign that you are moving, you are growing, and your territory is expanding. Commitment provides the persistence and resilience needed to overcome obstacles and setbacks. It ensures that you remain focused on your objectives, even when faced with challenges or distractions. Commitment fosters discipline, helping you establish and adhere to positive habits that contribute to success. It also builds credibility and trust, both with yourself and others, as consistent commitment demonstrates reliability and accountability. Moreover, staying committed nurtures a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment as you witness progress and achievements resulting from your dedication. Whether in personal relationships, career pursuits, or self-improvement endeavors, commitment is the driving force that transforms aspirations into tangible realities. Improving financial confidence is a gradual process that involves both practical actions and a positive mindset. By taking proactive steps and staying committed to your financial goals, you can build confidence in your ability to manage and improve your financial well-being. My dear friend, remember, attracting money is often a result of a combination of practical financial habits, continuous learning, and a positive mindset. It's not about seeking quick fixes, but rather adopting a holistic approach to financial well-being. Commitment and consistency will get you there. And now, my friends, it's time to wrap up our time together. I hope you filled your treasure box with a few more gems from this episode. Whether it's practical financial tips, strategies for personal development, or insights for fostering an open mindset, consider these nuggets of wisdom as treasures to guide you along the path of growth and success. As you navigate the twists and turns of life, may these gems illuminate your way and contribute to the richness of your personal treasure trove. And if you found this episode helping or you learned something new, please leave a 5-star review on my iTunes podcast. I read all of them, treasuring every single one. And if you have a topic in your mind, let me know by writing me to diana@dianagallas.com. I would love to hear it on my podcast. I am looking forward to hearing from you. And now, I wish you get rich in health, grace, faith, and money-making mindset. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Diana Gallas.